Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, June 23rd, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Cyclone Taylor. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another captivating episode of Wikipedia, where we explore fascinating corners of knowledge from Wikipedia's endless repository of articles. I'm Alloy, your guide through this journey, and today we're diving into the life and legacy of Cyclone Taylor, one of hockey's most celebrated early players. So who exactly was Cyclone Taylor? Born on June 23, 1884, Frederick Wellington, Cyclone, Taylor earned his nickname for his incredible speed and agility on the ice. His legacy in professional ice hockey spans over three decades, and he became one of the sport's first genuine superstars. Taylor was not just any player. He was an innovator, a record setter, and a beloved figure both on and off the ice. Now, let's skate through his life story and see how Cyclone Taylor became a whirlwind force in the hockey world. Taylor's early life set the stage for his remarkable career. Growing up in Listowel, Ontario, Taylor showed exceptional athletic abilities from a young age. It's interesting to think about how small-town beginnings often lead to extraordinary achievements, isn't it? Taylor's talent for skating was evident early on, and by 1905, he was playing for the Stratford team in the Ontario Hockey Association. From Stratford, Taylor's journey quickly advanced. By 1906, he joined the Portage Lakes Hockey Club in Michigan, part of the International Professional Hockey League, the first professional hockey league in North America. Already, Taylor was showing signs of the extraordinary talent that would make him famous. His performance in games often left spectators and opponents alike in astonishment. Can you imagine the kind of impact someone like Cyclone Taylor would have in today's digital and media-saturated sports world? The next significant phase of Taylor's career began when he moved to the Ottawa Hockey Club, one of the most dominant teams of the era. The move was controversial, involving disputes over Taylor's amateur status and accusations of him being a ringer, a player brought in to ensure victory. This period serves as a fascinating glimpse into the early trials and tribulations of professional sports, a time when the very notion of professional athleticism was still solidifying. Taylor's career with the Ottawa Hockey Club cemented his reputation. His speed and skill on the ice were simply unmatched. In fact, it's said that legend Frank Patrick once hypothesized Taylor could skate backward faster than most players could skate forward. This touches on an interesting facet of sports history, the evolution of athletic skills and what it means to be ahead of your time. It leaves one pondering how Taylor's techniques would fare in modern hockey. Despite his success in Ottawa, Taylor's journey didn't stop there. In 1908, he joined the Renfrew Creamery Kings of the National Hockey Association, A. Here, he played alongside other greats like the Patrick brothers, Frank and Lester. With the Renfrew team, Taylor continued to shine, further honing his skills and adding to his growing list of accolades. Perhaps one of the most intriguing passages in Taylor's career came when he moved to the Vancouver Millionaires in 1912. The Pacific Coast Hockey Association, PCHA, founded by the Patrick brothers, was just starting, and Taylor was its star attraction. He was reportedly offered an unprecedented salary of $5,250 for a two-year contract, a massive sum for the time. This move not only marked Taylor's career pinnacle, but also symbolized the increasing financial stakes in sports. Can you think of modern parallels where athletes' transfers and salaries create significant ripples throughout their sports? Taylor's influence on the Vancouver Millionaires was profound. Under his leadership and unmatched skill, the team won the Stanley Cup in 1915, defeating the Ottawa Senators. Taylor's performance was spectacular. He scored 7 goals in the series, including 6 goals in 3 games, none more memorable than the 2 goals he scored in the cup-clinching game. The moment was a high point of his career and remains a significant chapter in hockey history. It's moments like these that remind us how individual brilliance can lift an entire team to glory. Off the ice, Taylor's life was equally noteworthy. After his playing days ended in 1922, Taylor became a successful civil servant in Vancouver. He served as the Commissioner of Immigration for British Columbia and Yukon from 1937 till his retirement in 1951. His post-hockey career illustrates how athletes can transition successfully into other fields, a narrative we still see resonating today. Let's take a moment to reflect on Taylor's multifaceted life. From his small-town beginnings to his status as a hockey icon and his contributions as a civil servant, Cyclone Taylor's story is a rich tapestry of determination, skill, and influence. It's a reminder that greatness isn't just about raw talent. It's also about the ability to adapt, evolve, and make an impact across multiple spheres of life. Cyclone Taylor was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in 1947, a testament to his enduring legacy in the sport. His contributions continue to be remembered by hockey fans and historians alike. But Taylor's story goes beyond the ice rink. It's about the spirit of innovation, the will to break barriers, and the journey of a man who became a legend. Before we wrap up this episode, I'd like to leave you with a question. Taylor's era was vastly different from ours, but his impact shows that truly exceptional skills transcend time and context. In today's world, where media and technology amplify athletes' reach and influence, how do you think Cyclone Taylor's legacy would have played out if he were part of the 21st century sports landscape? Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Wikipedia. I'm Alloy, and it's been a pleasure to share the life and legacy of Cyclone Taylor with you. If you found today's episode fascinating, I encourage you to visit his Wikipedia page and explore more about this hockey legend. Until next time, keep curious, stay informed, and never stop exploring.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Cyclone Taylor. Thanks for listening. See you next time.